going on, Ivy League hoop fans? Welcome in. It's another edition of Inside Ivy Hoops, the podcast. It's Brett Franklin, Jill Glessner with you from the Ivy League Network. Recording this on a Thursday, January 11th, 2018. What's going on, Jay? How you doing?
It's great. It's warm out. It's in the positives here
yes.
in Hanover.
Yeah, we're broadcasting here in West Lebanon, right next to Hanover, New Hampshire. And the temperature is currently 40 degrees, which if it gets to that close, I wear shorts. And and so I'm really excited for that. But I'm also really excited that Ivy play has started. I'm also excited that other teams will have their Ivy League schedule start this week. And we've got great guests for this episode number two. We've got Meg Griffith, the head women's basketball coach at Columbia. We've got Mike Martin, the head coach of Brown men's basketball. And we've got Rob Brown from Ivy Hoops Online. So we've got three great guests. We're going to cover all the action that we see here coming up this weekend and then some. So it's going to be a great show, and I'm looking forward to it. Are you? Are you ready to rock?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh,
Brett.
I thought that was a few weeks ago. Okay. No, this is the wonderful time of the year. All right, let's start, Jill, with last week. And we'll start with some of the men's results, and we'll get to the women's here in just a little bit. There were some surprises there as well. But we'll start with let's start with two teams relatively close to one another, Dartmouth-Harvard. Harvard getting on the board, getting their first win of the Ivy season. Dartmouth didn't make it that easy for them. Harvard has as much as a 15-point lead in that contest. Big Green came back, took the lead late in the second half before Harvard really just poured it on there in the late in the contest and went ahead for the win. But an exciting game. It was a packed house down there in Cambridge. And if you're Tommy Amaker and the fan of the Crimson, that was a nice win to start 2018. Just getting on the board, no matter how you do it, that's the way you got to start league play, right?
Right. There's no such thing as a bad win.
No.
I'm sure they're going to look at the film and try and correct some things for round two versus Dartmouth. But Coach McLaughlin's got to be happy with how his kids battled on the road, the preseason favorite. Like you said, they were competing. They were ahead, kind of mid in that second half, and Harvard went 4-for-4 from three
yep.
in like a 3-minute stretch, and that just kind of, you know, put the dagger in it. But, you know, Dartmouth was resilient, and we just, you know, watched them play last night versus a really good Vermont team, and, you know, they shot 58% for the game and made 11 threes, and they lost.
Yeah, still
so
lost.
I
yeah.
would like to think if they do that in the Ivy League that they would win more times than
Seth Towns had a big game for Harvard, had 16 points with 3 three-pointers. Justin Bassey, Rio Haskett, they all scored as well. Miles Wright had a big game for the Big Green. He had 23 points. And if Dartmouth's going to have a chance this season, they need Miles Wright to be there. But again, it was an all hands on deck for Harvard. I mean, they're a deep team. They're a very good team. We're going to see them coming up here in Hanover on January 20th. Looking forward to that matchup. But that's the way you want to start. I mean, Jill, you're a former coach. You know, how important is it to get that first league win, to kind of get that monkey off your back, if you will, and to just head into the rest of the slate on the right foot? I mean, I just would imagine mentally for a team, that's got to be a good thing.
Well, Brett, the thing that you need to know about these games is there's a break in between play. So they're playing and then there's a 2-week break before Dartmouth Harvard play again. And so having a win in that 2-week break makes your life a lot easier, especially if you're the coach or you're a player. Having a loss, if you lose in those 2 weeks, it drags on. Everything is terrible. You're not practicing right. You're not eating right. You start questioning everything. So if you're able to get a win in that first Ivy game, then all is right.
The other Ivy game, and I don't want to say a shocker, but I mean, it was a surprising result. Penn coming away with a 76-70 win over Princeton. The game that was originally scheduled for Friday got snowed out, moved as part of a double dip at the Palestra on Saturday, which how could you not love that with having the women play first and then the men? But the Quakers getting the win over the defending league champs and doing it behind Ryan Bentley. He had 21 points, 5 rebounds. Devin Kennedy had a good game for the Tigers, but this is a big win for Penn and the Quakers moving forward.
It's huge. I mean, I want to remind you, Brett, that Penn was my preseason favorite.
Yes, they were, Jill.
Just putting that out there.
We are allowed to gloat on this podcast. Go right ahead.
But I think that Penn is a dangerous team is that they have inside and outside threats. And Princeton is a bit undersized, so Penn has the advantage of Broder inside. Rothschild is great inside, too. And so having that inside presence as well as three-point shooters, that's going to be hard to beat.
All right, and staying on the men's side, let's look ahead to this week, Jill. And, of course, we're going to talk with Mike Martin, the head coach of Brown men's basketball, coming up with their game against Yale, 5:30 tip-off. Down in New Haven, and that is going to be, I think, the game of this weekend. I think you got a Brown team 7-6 off non-conference play. Mike Martin saying that they should have had a couple more wins than they did, even though they finished above 500. And he's feeling confident with his team. He's got two players in top 10 in average scoring right now in the Ivy League. And then you've got Yale. I know they're a little nicked up down there in the Nutmeg State, but it's going to be a fun game down there at Lee Amphitheater.
Well, I think Coach Martin, I mean, he was so honest when he said, because, I mean, they're starting 3 sophomores and 2 freshmen. You know,
how would that make you go as a head coach?
Crazy.
Would you have a lot more gray hairs?
I would have a lot. Are you saying I have gray hair already?
No, that's
okay. But he said something that stuck with me is that, yes, they're young, but they're talented.
Yes.
You know, and so as opposed to, you know, being experienced and less talented. So I think
it's the high risk, high reward type of thing.
Right. And so I think sometimes being young is actually a good thing. I really do. They don't know all the history. They're naive. So they're going into it and they don't know the pressures of things that you might know as a senior. So I think, you know, the fact that they're young and talented, I think, you know, it's a really great thing for Coach Martin and his squad.
Other games coming up this weekend for Ivy men's hoops. Columbia is at Princeton with an 8:00 tip off. And then Cornell is at Penn.
I feel bad for Columbia. I feel like Princeton's going to pounce on them.
Princeton might be out for blood after the contest last week. And Columbia 3-10 in the non-conference slate, but again, playing that tough non-conference schedule, and they'll go up against the Tigers on Friday night. Cornell at Penn. If Cornell's going to have a chance, they need to have defense, not counting the Central Penn game that they played the other night where they got the win. Previously, 4 games where they allowed more than 90 points scored. Maybe it was three or four. But either way, they're going to need to play some defense, and that's going to be tough against Penn. Can they stop Broder inside, and can they stop the outside shooting of the Quakers? That's going to be the key for Cornell this weekend. Looking at the Saturday contest, Dartmouth has another non-conference game, their last non-conference matchup on the men's side. They're at Boston College, 1:00 tip-off from the Heights. Columbia's at Penn on Saturday night, and then Cornell at Princeton. But I think we both have the same feeling that this is going to be a weekend for both Penn and for Princeton. Not only for Princeton to kind of get back into the realm here, but also for Penn to maybe give themselves a little early separation on here. Looking on the women's side of things here, Jill, we'll start with last week. There was 2 Ivy League contests, and we'll start with the one that took place right here in Hanover. Dartmouth Big Green coming away with a 63-56 win over Harvard. Belle Koklonis gets her first home win against the Crimson in her 5-year tenure in Hanover. And it was an interesting game, Jill. I mean, first let's start with Dartmouth. Cy Lippold had an unbelievable game. She was really good. I thought Olivia Smith had a nice game as well. The Bigs played very well. Dartmouth's defense was on point the whole night. And this was a game that really had built up, right, the point guard matchup, Katie Benson versus Cy Lippold. And not only did Cy Lippold win that matchup, but she shut down Benson the entire game. It was probably one of the better wins I've seen Dartmouth have here in the last 4 or 5 years covering the team.
What was great to see, Brett, is that Dartmouth threw the first punch. They definitely went at Harvard offensively and defensively. They were able to get Jeannie Baim 2 fouls, get her on the bench early. So that threw them off a little bit. You had Cy Lippold all over Katie Benson. Katie Benson, I believe, maybe made 2 field goals.
And they were late in that contest.
Late in the contest. Where you had Cy Lippold scored 16 points in the second half. She kind of took over in that second half. And their bench play, I think, you know, their bench, Keely Brown came in with significant minutes. Annie McKenna came in to give Cy Lippold a rest and did a really good job on Benson. So I think what you saw is that Dartmouth had that no-fear attitude. They're throwing the first punch. We don't care that we were picked 8th in the league and Harvard was picked third. You know, we don't care. We don't care about that. We're going to come. You're coming into our home court and we're going to throw that first punch and we're going to do it with everybody.
It was definitely a statement win. Dartmouth off until the 20th when they'll face Harvard down in Cambridge. Harvard coming off the win against LaSalle the other night. But that will be – and even some of the Harvard players had said they're looking forward to the rematch on the 20th, and so are we. The other contest that took place on Saturday, Princeton easily dispatched of Penn on Saturday night, 70-55, and the Tigers statement win early on in this season?
Absolutely. You think Courtney Banghart isn't, you know, they were picked second. They picked, you know, the preseason polls picked Penn to win it again back-to-back. And winning at the Palestra, you know, no better way to have a statement than beating the preseason number one on their home floor. And they are playing really, really well. Bella Allery is playing at another level.
We got a slew of games this weekend for Ivy League women's hoops. We'll start with the Friday contest, Jill, and we'll rattle them off, and you just kind of give me your hot take on them. Brown at Yale, looking forward to this one. This one was not a contest last year down in New Haven. Yale blew Brown right out of the water. Brown has won 10 straight, 12-1 to start the season. This is a noontime tip-off, correct?
It is. Lunchtime.
I mean, this is going to be a good one here for fans to check out. And I think for Brown, can they get their high-scoring offense out and running early on the road? That's going to be big.
You know what, Brett? I really, truly think that this Brown Yale, I mean, it shows you that on the women's side, every game is going to be a battle. Every single one, 1-8. And this Yale Brown, it's at Yale. Brown, you said, is coming in with a win streak, but Yale's not going to back down. And Brown has an injury to Taylor Will, so they're going to be figuring out their rotation. But, you know, looking at the 12-1 record versus 7-6 record, you got to throw that all out the window. It's 0-0, and, you know, Yale's got to seize the opportunity.
Are you surprised by the way Brown has played since Sarah Bain has taken over the program, or how quickly it's all come together?
I mean, she's done an incredible job recruiting. I mean, she has scores. You think
I mean, she's won everywhere she's gone. I mean, she's a winner.
And she got good players quickly. And you know, I hope that they, you know, they're sophomores, juniors, you know, and last year they made it to that first, you know, that top four.
Nobody had them there.
Underclassmen. Yeah. And they just have a scoring mentality. And it's fun. Shayna Mehta, I mean, she can score at will. Justine Gaziano, she's another scorer. So I like to think like that in the recruiting process, it's, you know, can they score? Not necessarily defense, you know, but I think her mindset is we're going to score more points than the opponent.
Columbia's at Princeton on Friday night as well. We'll talk to Meg Griffith coming up here shortly and going up against her former boss. You know, I don't know if you've been in that situation before, Jill, but I mean, there's got to be a whole range of emotions when an assistant goes up against the mentor. And this, you know, the first meeting obviously happened last year, but it's got to mean something every time you go out there and play your former boss.
Well, and I would think if that was me, you know, if I was going up against Joe Logan, right
yes.
at Loyola.
I'd love to see that, by the way.
I just overanalyze everything. Like, because you've been inside the locker room, you've been inside those
game preps and scouts.
So you'd be like, okay, if I were them, what would I be doing for this team? And I feel like you could just talk yourself in circles.
Right. No, they'd want me to think that way.
Right,
but,
so they're really going to do that. Right, it's like a little chess match.
Exactly. Columbia and Princeton on the Friday night, and then Cornell at Penn on 5:30 at the Palestra on Friday night. I mean, is there a chance here for Columbia to Cornell maybe to kind of give Penn or Princeton a run, or is it
again,
be tough
like I said, I think
weekend?
The fact that they're home, the fact that they're at Princeton, at Penn, I'm going to go with the home team. But, you know, Cornell, I would say, is probably towards that lower end of the league just because they graduated a lot. They graduated 5 starting seniors.
So there's your recap and preview of Ivy League hoops on both the men's and the women's side. We'll talk with our guest coming up next, Meg Griffith, the head women's basketball coach at Columbia, Mike Martin, the head men's basketball coach at Brown, and Rob Brown from Ivy Hoops Online will join us here on Inside Ivy Hoops as we continue.